Praise the Lord for this testimony. The unity which we have seen is really particular. Let me repeat briefly. The unity doesn't mean that we agree on doctrines or on certain ways of behavior. It is not a man-made unity, but it is the unity which the Lord has created on the cross, because he has removed everything that was a hindrance, the middle wall, everything he has removed. And last night we read the verse about the high priest who prophesied concerning the Lord's death, and he said he also died in order to bring the children of God together in unity. So God died also for us to be able to be one. So on his cross, he had made everything, had prepared the way for the unity. We are also grafted into one olive tree, which is another picture for our oneness. We have all been granted into one olive tree, and we are all just one organism, or as the Bible puts it, one new man, which in fact is the same. So it is very, very serious and bad to go against the unity, or even to destroy the unity, which means to destroy the body of Christ, to destroy what the Lord has created on the cross. And in John 17, we realize how important the unity was for him. John 17 is no teaching. He didn't teach his disciples or the people. He was just praying. There is a prayer for our unity. So this unity is so crucial and vital for his purpose. It is vital for what he wants to achieve. This morning, the title is The Perfect Unity, the New Jerusalem. Once we are in the New Jerusalem, no need to talk about unity. It will be existing. So it's very sad when I hear a person say, in the New Jerusalem, then we will all be one. That is correct. However, the Lord's desire is that we should be one today, not in the future. But today, we can be one today because he has done everything to prepare for it. But it's our decision. In Ephesians, in the verses you know, we can see that this unity was given to us. All we have to do, in fact, is just hold on to the unity.
Natürlich, weil sie so wichtig ist,
just because the unity is so important, the enemy endeavors to separate us, and his preferred means is division, to destroy our unity. Well, we are one with the Lord. We have been grafted into one organism, but the enemy still has his bridgehead in us, which is our flesh. That's why it's not always very easy to keep the unity, because there's always something that is fighting against. It's the flesh fighting against the spirit, and the spirit fighting against the flesh, we have received the unity and we have seen how important it is in God's purpose.
Nur diese Einheit, die der Herr geschaffen hat, bringt auch das Zeugnis hervor.
It is only the unity the Lord has created that can bring forth the testimony he wants to be one in the New Jerusalem. That's okay, but we have to see the pathway towards the New Jerusalem. How can I get into that unity? There won't be any more problem in the New Jerusalem, but I would like to experience the unity even today. I would like to enjoy the blessing that goes with the unity today.
Um diese Einheit zu sehen und das neue Jerusalem ein bisschen zu sehen, ist es notwendig auch
to see the unity and to see the New Jerusalem. We today have to consider the golden lampstand in the book of Revelation. Revelation depicts the end, the final point, and I'm convinced that what the Lord wants has been revealed to us in Revelation 1, the seven golden lampstands, which finally will terminate in the New Jerusalem. All the properties of the New Jerusalem are visible, have to be visible today in the golden lampstand. We are today still apart by space and time, as I cannot be everywhere at the same time, and that's why there is one golden lampstand in each locality. The golden lampstand is God's testimonial in that city. It's the testimonial of unity. God is one and his property is oneness. Imagine all the Christians in Stuttgart would be one. It would be such a strong testimonial. Incredible. So glorious if all the believers in Stuttgart could be one. Unfortunately, that is not the case. But still, the Lord desires to have a few who take this position, who drop everything else, who drop everything that divides. We see in Corinthians that what divides is mainly people with their particular teachings and attitudes, as Paul shows us. But God wants to have one expression, one testimonial, one shining lampstand in the darkness. And that is the lampstand, the light shining on the mountaintop. What is written in Revelation is certainly not so easy to understand. Well, depends sometimes. It may be easy, but sometimes not easy. At the end, in Revelation 22, verse 16, it says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things to the Christians. Is that right? No, to testify these things in the churches. So, we see what the Lord speaks in Revelation is meant in particular for the churches, not for anybody else, not for any Christian word, but it's for the churches, the golden lampstand. The golden lampstand in our locality that is our should be a practical matter for us. The place where we meet in our locality, we meet in unity. There is the golden lampstand. The golden lampstand is not hard to understand. It's made of gold. So you can see God's nature. Like the Lord said to Philip, I've been with you for so long and you don't know me. He who sees me sees the Father. The same principle also applies to the golden lampstand. God wants to be expressed. He wants to be seen in it. This is his testimonial. Don't think that it's too high. God has a plan like that, so it must be possible. It is possible, and it is only possible as he has foreseen it. The golden lampstand means God's nature, which we gain every day by buying gold, gaining God's nature, partaking of God's nature, as Peter says. This is expressed, is growing in us, and this is the golden lampstand, if we meet in oneness.
Herr Jesus Christus, das müssen wir sehen, auch zu sehen, wie es zum Schluss.
So this is what we have to see in order to understand how it will all terminate in the end in the New Jerusalem. That is the foretaste, I would say, the foretaste of the New Jerusalem, dropping everything, meeting in unity to be the golden lampstand in our locality, to manifest God's nature filled with the Spirit, which is the oil shining in this darkness. It is a shining lampstand.
Das soll für uns und darf für uns keine Lehre sein.
That should not be a teaching to us, but it should be our experience. I've chosen a few verses. There are many more in the New Testament.
Rausgesucht. Gerade im ersten Korintherbrief.
In 1 Corinthians.
Eigentlich über die Spaltung spricht in Korinth. 1. Korinther 1, Vers 10.
1. Corinthians 1, 10.
Sagt Paulus, ich ermahne euch aber, Brüder, durch den Namen unseres Herrn Jesus Christus, dass ihr alle dasselbe redet.
I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
Keine Spaltungen,
no divisions,
dasselbe Reden,
but
und uns auf denselben Sinn,
being joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment and speaking the same thing. Isn't that too strong? So we all must have the same opinion, Thomas said. No, I didn't say so. Paul, what he says here is being joined together in the same mind. When we discuss practical matters, we often have different opinions, but we have one and the same source, the Lord. We can come to him, and thus we can be joined in the same mind. That doesn't mean that we spontaneously will all have the same opinion, even though we may have a different opinion. That is no reason to make up a division.
Denselben Sinn und dieselbe Meinung, sogar
having
redet, sagt Paulus hier.
Being joined in the same mind, the same judgment, even speaking the same thing. We can always be joined in this. If we come to our one and the same Lord, we will have one and the same mind. That doesn't mean that we are absolutely uniform in our opinion. We do not check out others' opinions or try to make sure everybody functions in the same mode. But we all have the same Lord, the same life, the same expression, the same purpose. Unity is God's property. He created one human being, one man he has called, one man, one people with one place of worship, one temple. Some try to do something better and build more places of worship, and that is called the sin in the Bible. On his cross, the Lord created one new man, and in the end, there will be one new Jerusalem with one tree of life and one street, one river. Just one of everything. That's simple, very simple. When it starts getting complicated, most of the time there is something wrong. Next verse I would like to read is Romans 15, 5 and 6. The God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is always the source. It doesn't mean conformity of opinions, but it's the Lord. The Lord guides us. When we have different opinions, we go to the Lord until it becomes clear what He wants. That you may be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus. And then we will be of one mind and glorify the Lord with one mouth. Next verse is in Philippians 2:1-2. To show the practical aspect. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy and by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. These verses you can pray, read in the morning. Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love. That is the critical point, like you prefer one person to another one.
Wie der Herr den Petrus fragt, hast du mich lieber als die anderen?
The Lord asked, do you love me more than others, than the others? But Peter, he's wise, he says, Lord, you know, do have the same love.
So können wir ein bisschen testen. Wo stehe ich?
That is a touchstone for us to see, where am I standing? Having the same love, being like-minded, that means we have the same goal, which is hopefully the Lord's goal.
Gewinnt der Herr heute seinen Ausdruck.
That is how the Lord can gain his expression in every locality.
Und dieser eine Gott hat einen Ausdruck.
There is one God, and God has one expression. There are seven golden lampstands, and the aspect of the golden lampstand, you can read it in Exodus 25 or 35, I can't remember, but there you find the description of the golden lampstand. They all look alike. no particular feature, no outstanding golden lampstand. None is taller than the others. Nothing particular. They are all the same.
Dieser goldene Leuchter besteht aus Gold.
So the lampstand is made of gold. So that refers to God's holy nature.
Es sind diese Leuchter, durch die der Herr auch heute seine Herrschaft auf die Erde zurückbringt.
And it is by the lampstand God will bring his dominion on the earth.
Dass der Mensch herrscht.
We should be aware of this. It was God's purpose from the beginning that man should have dominion over the earth. And it's still the same, the renewed, transformed human being will have dominion together with the Lord, with the Lamb on the throne. The Lord would like to restore his kingdom on the earth, and he wants to gain a bride, the new Jerusalem. Revelation 1:12 says,
hört Johannes eine Stimme,
that is when John hears a voice, and then I turned, verse 12, to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man.
Dieses Bild muss sich uns einbrennen.
This picture should be burned into our mind.
Wir haben viele Erfahrungen gemacht die letzten
In the past decade, we went through many experiences, and there are more experiences of Christians in the past centuries, let's say, since the Lord's crucifixion. And it's not necessary to repeat the same mistakes. If we keep this picture in our minds and hearts, it can rule us. We see the seven golden lampstands, each lampstand in its locality. So the lampstands are synonymous to the cities, and among the lampstands there is only one like the Son of Man. This is the full picture of the churches in our age. There is nothing more. No organization on top, no work besides. There are just the seven golden lampstands and one, the Christ, walking among the seven golden lampstands. And John, he hears the Lord speaking, and then he sees the golden lampstands. It's from there that the Lord speaks. Like in Exodus or other portions, the Lord used to speak in the tabernacle in the Old Testament. And today the Lord speaks in the churches. This is his tabernacle. Then John turned to see the voice that spoke with him, and he sees seven golden lampstands. This picture is so important. Young people, remember this forever. The lampstands are independent in their locality, and but there are seven, and the Lord is walking in their midst. They are independent, but they are not alone, not standing on their own. This gives us the complete picture. When you ponder about it, you will see it.
Wenn jetzt einer dieser goldenen Leuchter, einer dieser sieben goldenen Leuchter sich verabschiedet, dann sind nur noch sechs.
One of the seven golden lampstands is gone, and there are just six left. I don't know what happens to that one. The Bible doesn't give us any explanation. In Revelation 2, the letter, the epistle to Ephesus, the Lord warns that if they do not repent, the Lord will remove the lampstand from its place. we know that this effect has happened. Indeed, the lampstands that existed in that time, they do not exist any longer nowadays. But we should see the picture. The churches, they are in fellowship. They are connected. They are alike. However, there is no body on top. There is no work supplying all the churches. There are no special apostles taking care for the churches. But there is the fellowship among the churches. In Ephesians, we see that apostles, prophets, shepherds, and teachers do exist, in fact. But what is their function? I think it's better we read it in Ephesians 4:11, where it says, He himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. It is for the edifying of the body of Christ. The five different, well, ministry or whatever you may call it, their purpose is to edify the body of Christ. But none of the five does have his own particular work to supply the church. No, the Lord speaking is in the churches. That was our experience of the past years. After the things that happened and caused problems to us, but we realized that the Lord speaking continues. The Lord continues His speaking and He supplies us. Of course, He uses also human beings, but they also serve just to edify the churches. None of these people has a special work or special commission besides the church. In the Book of Acts, when the apostles come, let me show you in Acts 13, for example.
Ab Vers 1, es waren aber in Antiochien in der dortigen Gemeinde.
31, now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted. None of these built up his own work. But they were serving, ministering, and fasting in the local church. And as they ministered and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Now having fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and they sent them away. So they went to visit churches, but they were sent out by one church, and they were part of one church, edified in the church. I would even say if you are not edified or built in a certain church, you cannot be an apostle. No way. You cannot teach to build up how to edify the church if you yourself are not built in.
Und das Ganze haben wir aber zusammengefasst in diesem Bild mit den goldenen Leuchtern.
And all this is summed up in the picture of the golden lampstands. It's always the church who holds the authority. The church sends out and there is no work besides. That is the picture the Lord has given us for our age, because this is the age of the golden lampstand. Revelation 1-3 refers to our time. In chapter 2 and 3, we see a number of problems.
Aber alles, was dann kommt, ist das, wie der Herr über die Welt herrscht.
And after that we see how the Lord rules over the world, how he judges the world, he judges Babylon, and it all leads to the New Jerusalem. The golden lampstand terminate in the New Jerusalem. This at least is the Lord's goal and hopefully also ours. In Revelation 2 and 3, there are many things that destroy this work and destroy the unity. It starts with Ephesus by leaving the first love. Of course, if I love something else in parallel, then it becomes difficult.
Jesus Christus, und im Ephesus sehen wir dann bereits Werke der Nikolaiten. Natürlich, wenn ich nicht mehr den Herrn so sehr,
and in Ephesus we already see that the deeds of the Nikolaitans crop up. If I love something else, I do not have time. So I need somebody to take care of the Lord and the church. Then I end up with somebody who teaches the layman. At first it's just the deeds of the Nicolaitan, but in Pergamon it has been consolidated into the teachings of the Nicolaitans. And in all these churches there is something to overcome. This is important to note. It's not a condition you have to live with, but the condition can be overcome, including in Smyrna.
In der Zeit, wo die Gemeinde stark verfolgt wird, gibt es etwas zu überwinden.
Even that in that age of persecution, there is something to overcome, although the Lord does not criticize anything in that church.
Es ist hier die Verfolgung, nicht müde zu werden, genau. Nicht nachzulassen. Wir sind zurzeit auch in einer Zeit, die etwas speziell, wie soll ich sagen, müde macht, vielleicht entmutigt.
They should not give up, but be faithful until death. We are also in a situation that could wear us out. We don't know what it will be the future, how it will be possible to hold conferences in the future. But no matter, we can still meet. But all discouragement that the situation is no longer as it was before, that's not too important. We remain in the Lord and we can overcome. He is our supply. We are not left without the supply. Overcoming in Revelation 2 and 3 very often means to come to the Lord, to take his supply, to eat the hidden manna.
Herr Jesus Christus. Oder den Herrn hereinlassen, um das Festmahl mitzuhalten.
Letting the Lord come in to feast with him. Philadelphia is the church which leads directly into the New Jerusalem. The Lord doesn't criticize Philadelphia. Growth in 1 Peter ends with brotherly love and the love for all men. That is depicted in the church in Philadelphia. The Lord, he opens and he says, you have a little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. So it is the Lord's person. We take him, we are focused on him, we do not deny his name, but we come to him and we keep his word. Verse 10, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world. The word or the command to persevere. So we should also persevere. Somebody has already read about John 1:9. John, your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus Christ. Being a Christian and building the church means to be a marathon runner. So, manage your strength and be prepared that it will take a while. It's not a sprint and then it's over, but it's a long distance run. So we need endurance, perseverance. And he also tells the church in Philadelphia, he who overcomes, we have to overcome discouragement, tiredness, weariness. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my name, my new name. These are certainly not three different names, but it's one name. Again, it shows the unity the Lord wants, the unity with the Father, with the Son, and finally, in the New Jerusalem, this is just one.
All das, was dem entgegensteht, sollen wir überwinden.
All that is opposed to this, we are to overcome it. Laodicea does not come after Philadelphia without any reason. It's by becoming tired that I easily can become lukewarm or indifferent.
Sollen wir dieses Bild bewahren?
Mir ist es wichtig, so let's keep this picture in our mind. It's very important to see the golden lampstands. Unity, the golden nature, made out of one lump of gold. When you read the description, it's miraculous to me how a person was able to make such an object. It must have been gifted by God to make such an object out of one piece. That is exactly what the Lord is doing among us today by edifying the golden lampstand in the localities. But the lampstands, they are not individual and separate. They are connected, and the Lord is walking in the middle of the golden lampstand. And there is no work that keeps the lampstands together. No superior authority to connect the lampstands. No specially gifted human beings to make sure that the lampstands stay united. But there is just the Lord who is walking among the lampstands and speaking among them. Many things can be concluded from this. You also see that there's just one speaking among the golden lampstands. The law doesn't say one thing to one lampstand and he gives a different teaching to the next. You've got this teaching and the other one a different one and the two don't match even. No, not possible. Just impossible. God is one and his speaking is also one and the same. One God with one expression, one nature, one speaking. That is certain. And finally, in Revelation 22:17, finally, well, the Spirit and the Bride, they speak together. And John, he can only hear one voice speaking among the seven lampstands. Not a mixture of different voices, one saying, go this way, the other one, go that way. Impossible with the Lord. That is possible with human beings. Yesterday we saw that division each time is always due to man's implication. In Acts, the verse we read, that men will rise among you who speak corrupt things to attract the disciples to them. When you read the church history, it's always the same story. So let us watch. I think I should read that again in Acts chapter 20.
Ich weiß, dass nach meinem Weggang reißende Wölfe zu euch hereinkommen werden, welche die Herde nicht schonen. Die sind meistens noch relativ einfach zu erkennen. Und aus eurer eigenen Mitte werden Männer aufstehen, die verkehrte Dinge reden, um die Jünger abzuziehen hinter sich her. Und dann sagt er, darum wacht. Wir müssen wirklich wachsam sein. Wir sollen wachsam sein, besonders
when Paul speaks to the elders in Ephesus, he knows that there will be men among themselves who try to deceive the flock, and therefore they should take heed. They should take heed and be aware that the savage wolves will come in. So we have to watch and be able, we are able to overcome. It is normal to overcome. He who overcomes, this is repeated by the Lord several times.
Das ist der entscheidende Punkt, wie wir eines Tages im neuen Jerusalem
overcoming, that is critical to arrive to, or how we will arrive in the New Jerusalem. Well, it's not a physical city, but if we overcome today, if we take the Lord's cross, we take the Lord and apply his work to ourselves, his work which has torn down everything that separates, if we leave our opinions on the cross, we will be among the overcomers and we will be among those, whether we have died already or not, we will be raptured to the throne before the great tribulation. We will be preserved from the great tribulation. And for the overcomers, the 1,000 years kingdom will be the wedding feast. We have to see this. The scriptures shows us these things. It's no mystery. And the Lord also, he shows us these things in order to encourage you that we should not be discouraged and weakened, but that we move on to edify his church today in unity in our localities.